a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Now, this big sporting event over in France
at
the moment.
Yeah.
Great. Inspirational.
I'm having the best time.
It's triggering all sorts of emotions.
Mm.
And, you know, most of it is like inspirational and, you know, you see them on the podium and then they're like hugging their family and stuff. And you are like, you're like, I don't even understand why your pistol is called an air pistol.
Yeah.
But I am proud of you.
I know. There's so many amazing sports that you forget kind of exist, and people dedicate their lives to them.
I know. I do want to talk about that later, actually, because the men's 20-kilometre walk was on yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was just like, how do you end up? How do you get there?
It's endurance.
Yeah. Oh, totally. I'm not saying it's not hard. I'm just saying, what makes you go, do you know what, I'm not much of a runner, but geez, I love a walk. I love a vigorous walk.
It's actually
walk.
Hard because it's like the hips.
And you get disqualified if you do too much hip.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, that's not the only thing that goes on. Over there, again, emotional times, right? And so you can only imagine what it would be like to be in the crowd. Like, I've never been to any of these big sporting events that happen every 4 years.
Nor even me.
Even the ones that have been in Australia. I mean, back in 56, I was not there.
No.
I was busy.
Year 2000, I was there in spirit, but I couldn't go there. I was in year 10. I had, you know, science class.
Boys to want to kiss. But then they wouldn't.
I know.
The tennis is still happening. Have you been following the tennis?
No, well, my mum and brother-in-law are tennis fanatics.
Mm.
So I hear a lot about the Joker. And I'm over the Joker.
Yeah, well, he sort of lost you over COVID, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Anyway, so you'd think the tennis is a pretty safe sport to go and watch with your family.
It's a bit weird, though, isn't it? Because you can't be a professional to be in the Olympics. But it seems that they let all the tennis players be professional. Like, you can't be a professional boxer. Like, Harry Garside had to go back to being
amateur. Yeah.
But tennis players are like, don't mind us.
Yeah. It is a grey area because the basketballers too.
Yeah, basketballers as well.
And I guess soccer.
And the dart players.
Yeah.
Oh, there's no darts. Sorry, archery.
Is there no darts?
Is there darts? Anyway.
So you'd think it'd be safe to go to the tennis, just have a nice family day out.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, your family is the problem. There's a moment in the crowd that has gone viral. Have you seen this?
I haven't. Is it?
So women's singles quarterfinal between Iga Swiatek, I'm going to say, and Danielle Collins, right? Much easier name to pronounce.
Excuse me. They're both hard.
Danielle Collins?
Exactly.
The cameras panning through the crowd, seeing the reactions. Everyone's excited. Everyone's up and about. It's a quarter final. We're at the Olympic. We're at the. No, we, I can say
you
that.
Can say
we're
Olympics.
At the Olympics.
Yeah. We get very scared.
And so there's a bit of a lull in the action. And so the fans get a Mexican wave.
Oh, fun. I love a Mexican wave.
Yeah. Which is better than a French wave where they all just hold up cigarettes and baguettes.
Oh, I know. I love a French wave.
And spit.
New wave.
Cameras then pan to a man, woman and child in the stands. Brilliant. They smile and wave to the camera and then mum lifts up her shirt and flashes her boobs. Are you kidding me? Mum!
Hang on. I need to ask. Was it boobs, like out, like nipple? Or was it bra?
She's got a bikini on underneath.
Okay.
But it's a itsy bitsy teeny weeny.
Yeah.
Not yellow polka dot bikini.
No, but see the thing is you don't normally see that at that event.
Or with the family. Like if it was her and her girlfriends and there's six of them or whatever and they're out having a day.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. It's so liberating to do that.
Is it?
What's
the male equivalent of flashing your boobs?
No, because that happens a lot more than you would think. When girls do it, it's like a bit of fun.
Oh.
When guys do it, it's just a Saturday night that you don't want.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So
it's just opening up Tinder or Grindr or whatever. Right. Grindr. No, you probably want it on Grindr. Is it? Blender. Grindr. Anyway. But yeah, she just got into the vibe.
She just forgot her son, her like 10-year-old son, sitting right next to her, and her husband sitting next to him. She's on the end, and it just goes to show you can take the woo out of the girl. Wait, yeah. No, you can take the girl out of the woo, but you can't take the woo out of the girl. Come on, Mum!
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Right now, do you feel like coming into my club?
Please, I would love to.
It's Loggy's time to analyse crime in Loggy's Crime Club.
All right, so this is where we kind of nut out true crime as a genre, whether it be podcasts or books, films, docos, whatever it might be. Currently on Netflix, Worst Roommate Ever. They just dropped season 2. Now, I'll admit, I have not seen season 1. I've seen it advertised for a while, and I was kind of like, oh, yeah, whatever. You know, sometimes you're just not in the vibe for it, and then you're like, oh, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
Dude. Okay, I'm going to play you a little bit.
Yeah.
This is a guy that is dealing with the worst roommate, and at first you're like, yeah, well, this is annoying, right? And then it gets so much worse.
From the time Scott moved in with his two dogs, he started being strange and odd. Sometimes he would just open my door and shut it real quick while I was asleep. He would come in and like knock something off of a dresser and then run out the door before I had a chance to really fully wake up and realize what happened. Just odd things that would just drive you nuts.
Okay, so we're just like, I mean, that sounds absolutely horrible, right?
Yeah, that's. I think that's sort of worse than drive you nuts. That's sort of like, what are you doing, you freak?
Yeah, but this being a crime documentary, each story ends up going to a place that you're like, what?
Ah, really?
Oh, my God. There is obviously some people who are unalived. There are people who are slowly terrorized over years and years. It's like a crime documentary, but short episodes of them back to back. It came out originally in 2022, so you may have seen it.
Are they self-contained episodes? Like, so is it one roommate per episode?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
One roommate per episode. The episodes are roughly between, you know, about an hour long per episode, but all of them, I was hanging on the edge of my seat.
Yeah, right.
Like, each one, I was like, oh, well, you know, that one can't get worse. And, oh, wait, oh, man.
It did,
and then the last couple of episodes, it finishes with a part one and a part two because this roommate in particular was literally the worst of the worst.
Oh, my God.
So I would suggest that if you are looking for something new, that this is a good one to see. I'm going to start watching season one over the weekend.
Right.
But season two is a good watch, and it seems to be getting some good reviews online as well. The closure rating is 5 out of 5.
Yeah, great.
Right?
I'm on
board.
It's kind
of everything's kind of wrapped up.
Yep.
And the rating for this one, I would give it a 4.5 out of 5.
Wow,
that's
good.
I don't enjoy true, you know, it's a weird.
I find it fascinating.
It's a weird thing. But, if you are looking for something to watch, then this one might be it.
Worst Roommate on Netflix. Great one for Crime Club.
It's Loggy's time to analyse crime in Loggy's Crime Club. Woo! Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
We are big fans of Aussie music.
Yeah.
And I mean, Great Ocean Odes catch it each and every Wednesday for amazing local acts and also acts that are touring Australia and stuff. Get a lot of great Aussies in the mix. But there's a song that, you know, is quintessential Australiana, you might say.
Yeah.
And it gets us all. You might think, nah, it's not for me. But when you hear it play, your body thinks otherwise. You're the voice, try and understand it. Make the noise and make it
clear. Sorry, I thought you were going to talk.
No, I know, I thought it's too iconic. Now, States, they've just discovered John Farnham.
Really?
Even though he tried for years to crack the market over there, and they were like, nah, we're not keen.
50 years later.
Right? He is 75 years old.
Yeah.
And that track is going viral over there because it's in a campaign video endorsing the Democrat nominee, Kamala Harris.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
And it's a 2-minute ad, very uplifting. It's not part of her official election campaign, but it's a US political commentator who runs a very popular account on X/Twitter called Truth Matters, right?
Yeah.
But a lot of people are doing this. You might find this time a lot of TikTok accounts are coming out and kind of making their own campaign proposals, you might say, using music, videos and that, because everyone's a content creator now.
Yeah, sure.
You know?
Interesting that they went with You're the Voice when this seems more American. That's freedom.
Well, I would not be surprised if the Trump
guys campaign, come out with that.
Yeah, and they're like, all right, you want to go Farnsy, a Farnsy?
Dueling Farnhams.
Yeah.
If you were in the middle of the Torquay Highway, would you prefer John Farnham's That's Freedom, or would you prefer...
You're the Voice.
It's, yeah, you have to. You're the Voice,
right?
Is deadly.
Yeah,
hey?
Yeah. It is indeed. The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Fun fact. Every Friday morning, we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts that you can use to impress your workmates who aren't your real mates, but it is important they think you're smart, because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart, obviously very good at their job. They're always full of fun and interesting facts.
Beautiful. One of your best.
Whew. Okay. So I'm going to hit you with a couple of Olympic-related fun facts, and then we're going to just sort of go from there, okay?
Awesome.
See where it takes us this Friday.
Okay.
In 1908, so next week as we move into sort of week two and things feel like maybe they're dragging a bit, you're like, man, is this thing still on?
No.
Spare a thought for the people watching on pay-per-view for the 1908 Olympic Games.
Yeah.
I don't know. In London, they lasted a total of 6 months and 4 days.
6 months?
Mm. And in 1908, the Olympics went for half the year.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, TVs weren't around, were they? No. No, okay, is that the joke? Sorry.
Yeah, don't worry.
No, all good. It's good. I know where I am.
No. It's good because hopefully if you're not laughing, then people at home in the car are laughing. Do you know what I mean? In 1904, at the Olympics, a marathon runner by the name of Thomas Hicks, he was flagging. He was not doing well. He had a couple of people that were sort of propping him up as he was running down the dirt road in what appear to be dress shoes, because they had no idea back then. He was fed a mixture of strychnine, egg whites and brandy during the race.
Oh, that'll get you going.
Yeah. So strychnine, pretty deadly. He did come first, so it pumped him right up.
Hey!
But he did also hallucinate for the last few miles.
Okay, well.
So when he says he was flying, he really thinks he was flying.
He was flying.
All right, that's it for the Olympics gear, I reckon. As well as zebra and pelican crossings, the UK also has toucan, puffin and pegasus crossings at intersections. So instead of
Pegasus isn't a real one, is it?
No.
Is Pegasus the real one? No.
No, Pegasus is a horse with wings, so I reckon it's not real. And toucan is... Toucan is debatable.
Toucan is better than one.
Hey, there we go.
If you're
She's
not
back.
Laughing...
Yeah. One 18th century idea for curing a cold, so this is the 1700s. Idea for curing a cold was go to bed, hang your hat on the foot of the bed... and then drink until you see two hats. And that just sounds like a good time.
That's a Friday night for you, Tom.
Absolutely, Friday afternoon. Let's wrap it with this one. I'm going to have a go at this, okay? Ancient Greek writer Aristophanes.
Yeah.
I hope I said that right, because it would be really bad for me to start this fun fact by mispronouncing something, okay? Ancient Greek writer Aristophanes wrote a recipe for a dish called...
Please don't swear.
Lopa Dotta Mako Salako Galio Cranio Leap Sandromi Hippo Trimato Silfio Carabo Melito Katakachi Ameno Kicha Lepico Sofio Fato Peristalarel Electrio Notepical Fefalio Kiglio Paleo Geo Sireo Baffe Trengeno Pterigon.
Do you know what you just said?
No, I did. I swore, didn't I? I swore. Damn it. Monday you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Oh, Thursday doesn't even start. It's fun fact. Friday, I'm in
love. Tom Lingy and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.